everyone. Welcome to the TMFL podcast. This is podcast number 10, and it is a long overdue podcast. We had the playoffs, we had the off season and everything, and we haven't had a podcast in probably, 3 weeks it's been? So
longer than that.
Yeah, it's been a while, so we're going to get on track. I'd like to welcome in Rush, of course. Rush, what's up?
What's going on?
And we are going to have a guest this week, a special guest, Excellence of Execution. The Giants owner is here. He played against me in the Super Bowl. Excellence, what's up?
What's up, guys? Thank you.
Excellence is joining us over the phone. So this is the first time we've tried that. So we'll see if that's going to work for us in the future. Hopefully it will. Let's get into the announcements first. First of all, for everyone that doesn't know, we have a Bears owner now. Mike/Con Lives is going to be taking over the Bears. We had a couple of team switches. Jay Mustang is taking over the Vikings, and Cap 34 is taking over the Saints. Also want to let everyone know that the CPU recaps are no longer required. I think everyone just kind of got sick of
those.
Yeah. Everyone got sick of writing them, so I figure we're winding down. There's no reason to make people do anything. Excellence, do you want to do the interview first? You want to talk about the Super Bowl and stuff? Yeah?
Yeah, that works. Let's do it.
All right. So just tell us, you know, anything you want to tell us. I know your name's Robert, but tell us whatever you feel like letting the world know. How old you are, what you do for a living, anything that you do outside of, you know, video games. Go for it. What do you got?
Okay. Yeah, my name's Robert. Been playing Madden since 93 on the Genesis.
On the Genesis?
Kind of like you guys.
Did you play that? Did you play Tecmo at all, huh?
I sure did.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm a Tecmo guy. Started with Tecmo Bowl when they only had, 12 teams on the original Tecmo Bowl?
Yep, that's where I started, too. Yeah, before the Bills were even in the game.
Yep, yeah, and then Super Tecmo Bowl and all that.
Of course.
So I do tech support. I work from home. So you guys might see me online playing games, but I'm actually working. So
Working while you're gaming. Nice.
Working hard.
So, what about family? Anything like that? Yeah, no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, married, got a... 2 girls, a 3.5-year-old, and a 1-year-old. I'm the second oldest, probably the second oldest guy in the league. Joe Hutt's got me beat. I'm gonna be 34 in June.
Oh wow, you don't sound like you're 34. I figured you may be in your late 20s. 34,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's because I'm Korean. We don't look old.
Really?
We age well. I'm half Korean.
How old's Joe Hutt? Like 36 or something?
Yeah, I think he's a year older than me.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Nice. All right. So what about, you know, we always do the favorite movie, favorite type of stuff. What's your favorite movie? Come on.
Man, my favorite movie. I really like Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights? That's a good choice. It's not like Bad Boys 2. Like
Hey, shut the hell up.
All right.
Because I grew up in Texas, West Texas, and my high school is in that same division as Permian.
Oh, okay. So it's a local story for you then.
Interesting. Yeah. It's a good movie. I have that movie.
Yeah, it's a solid movie. What about the team? So you're the Giants owner, but you're not really a Giants fan, right?
Not really a Giants fan. No, I'm a Seahawks fan.
Seahawks fan, but the Seahawks were taken, so so you went with the Giants. It's a good team.
You got to put it in my division, of course.
Oh, are you scared? Are you scared now, Rush?
I'm not scared.
All right. Let's talk the Super Bowl. I mean, I guess it was a while ago. I ended up winning 22-17. Any maybe notes or thoughts from you, Rush? You too, I guess, on the Super Bowl, the outcome, what you expected. You know.
I expected it to be a really good game, and it was.
It was. It was a great game.
Excellent. Yeah, let's see what he has. I wasn't playing it. So I don't know.
I thought it was a really good game. I expected it to be close. It was really good all together, even the way it ended. Coming down to the last, how else would you rather have it? You know, last play, fourth down, 3 seconds left.
Well,
I'm going to win it or I'm going to lose it.
I mean, I would have rather had it been a blowout like when I played Rush in the Super Bowl. But, it was a great game. I was worried about Brandon Jacobs early on. It seemed like no matter what I did, I hit him 3 yards deep in the backfield, and he'd break a tackle and stumble forward for, 10-yard gains. It was just
– What he does.
I was so stupid. Did he regress at all?
Yes, he did. And that was amazing, though, because I didn't really use him like that during the season. I just happened to start using him when I did a playoff game versus the Lions. And I saw him doing, working hard.
Yeah.
Try this in the playoff. I mean, the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, it was working there for a while. I know he punched in at least one touchdown. I don't know if he had the second touchdown or not, but it was a great game. Manningham killed me, and just a couple bounces one way or another. I think you had a couple overthrows or something like that on the last drive. So I think it could have went either way. I got lucky enough, fortunate enough to what was it like? You had two shots from the 15. Is that what it basically ended up being?
Yeah, basically. I tried to be conservative on the first couple, and then on the fourth down, as the clock was winding down, I couldn't wrap my head around what play to call. You know, the pressure was getting to me, and I just picked something, you know.
I just wanted to kind of give everyone at least a little tidbit about the Super Bowl. It was a great game. It was a lot of fun. Excellence is a great player, so... let's move on to, I guess, the big segment of the podcast is what I call Around the League. So I do it a little bit different each time, but I call it the same thing. I don't know why. So let's talk NFC East. This is your guys' division, so I hope you guys got a lot to say. Rush, let's start with your Cowboys. Just to give everyone a heads up, the way we're going to do this is we're going to talk about each team, maybe the key player or players that they drafted and players that they also either traded away or acquired in the offseason via free agency or trades or what have you. So we'll kind of highlight that, and then we'll talk. I want a decision from you guys. Is the meter going up? Is the team getting better or got better? Or is the meter down? Is the team getting worse? Or I guess it could be even as well. So let's start with the Cowboys. So, Rush, you drafted a guy. I helped name him, right? Mr. T, right?
Yeah, I got a credit. Give Keller credit for that name.
Can't pronounce his name at all.
Sion, whatever, Mr. T.
Tawatia. I can't say it at all.
Pitiful.
So you drafted Mr. T, 95 speed linebacker, so that's huge. And then you got the offseason trade of Miles Austin and Terrence Newman to the Raiders for Jacoby Ford and Rolando McClain. So huge trade there.
A lot of moves, a lot of changes, especially on the defense. But the meter definitely has went up for the Cowboys.
You think the meter's going up? Well, of course.
Definitely has gotten better. I mean, I got linebackers. Now, last season, I didn't have any linebackers. I had no depth. I didn't have a free safety. I got tons of depth now at linebacker.
And you signed Reggie Nelson, right?
Yeah, Reggie. I finally got a free safety. The Cowboys haven't had a good free safety since Madonna was a virgin. I mean, it's I got a free safety, a decent one.
Okay, so excellence. Your take, meter up, meter down, and why?
Yeah, I'd say the meter went up at least a little bit, especially on defense.
Right,
Newman was a stud, but on offense, got rid of Austin, dude.
Yeah, so. I got rid of Miles Austin, one of the premier receivers in the game. So.
Well, I got rid of Miles Austin, but I got Jacoby Ford, who is faster and quicker. He's not as tall, he's not as good at route running, whatever, but he replaces Miles Austin. Maybe not quite as good, but he still has the speed. He has the ability to get open downfield. He's very quick. He's, like I said, he's faster than Miles Austin. He can catch the ball. So he's going to replace Miles Austin. I still got Dez Bryant. Still got Jason Witten. I think I'm going to be fine.
Go ahead.
Is he like 4 feet tall or something?
Yeah, he's like 5 feet.
He's short. He's got to be used completely different, you know, than Miles Austin. That tall, he's not gonna be able to go up and get the ball, you know. But I think I'm gonna be okay. I didn't lose any speed. I actually gained speed.
Okay. So excellence, you said meter up, Rush. Obviously, you're saying meter up. I'm gonna go meter up too. I think the Cowboys are going in the right direction. It's hard to say with the departures of cornerstones, I would call them, of the franchise, Miles Austin and Terrence Newman, but. You know, you didn't really draft anybody or get anybody to replace Newman, so
that's the one concern I did have. I wanted to go after Greer in free agency, but I saw right off the bat that he was going to become too expensive, and I had other needs that I wanted to address. So it was either get everyone else that I got or pretty much spend all my money on Greer. So I decided to go a different route.
All right,
and
let's.
I'm still open to, you know, for a trade to get a corner. I still.
Oh, okay,
you know,
yeah.
I might be looking to get a trade.
Put that out there. Yeah, Rush is looking for a trade. Nobody cares. All right, on to the Giants then. So you drafted who? Bonner? Was that your top pick, Excellence?
My first round pick was a cornerback.
Boatwright.
Boatwright, yeah.
Is he quick? Has he got the quicks or what?
Yeah, he's quick. He has good coverage skills. Both man coverage and zone coverage are mid 80s. Has good acceleration. I think like might be 98 acceleration. He's short, so I'd probably play him in nickel most of the time.
Yeah.
Second round, I had two picks. I think that's where I got Bonner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked up a center.
Right, Quigley. I wrote that down, Quigley as well. And so free agents, trades, not really a whole lot there, right?
Nothing much changed here. So, but I believe because of progression and a little bit I got in the draft, that we didn't still stop.
So you're saying arrow up, of course, for your own team. Rush, what do you think about the Giants? It's kind of an older team, at least in some areas, especially on defense.
Yeah, I'd say arrow up. Not a whole lot of big changes. Not like, you know, not like the Cowboys did. I'd say arrow up.
So. I hate to fuel the fire of the defending NFC champs, but I'm gonna say it's the same. I don't really see this team. Their offensive line regressed, I would say, overall. It's an older offensive line. The defensive line is getting older. I know they got some youth at linebacker with Jaquelin Lewis. Their corner situation is interesting. The corners are good, but they're not fast, which was a matchup that I tried to exploit. I mean, how many times I throw bombs in the Super Bowl X? I throw like 7 of them.
Yeah, I tried.
They overachieve. Yeah, I mean, they do okay, but they are a little bit on the slower side. So I'm gonna say, despite the additions, I mean, you had a nickel corner, you had a receiver that you didn't even really need, and Bonner. So I'm gonna say even. It's not up or down, but I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. An NFC championship competed with me, obviously, right there in the Super Bowl. So not a bad thing to be even keeled. Let's move on to the NFC North. Let's try to pick up speed here. I don't want to take too much time. NFC North, the Packers, huge offseason for the Packers. Traded away Aaron Rodgers, signed Peyton Manning from free agency. For Aaron Rodgers, they got the badass strong safety, Asfa Savage from Kansas City. So Aaron Rodgers is now a Chief. They traded away Clay Matthews, and they replaced him, I guess, with in the Kansas City trade with Derek Johnson. And they used, I think, their first two first-round picks were on the lineman Landry Jones, maybe. I don't know his first name. L. Jones, who's 77 overall, and then Jamal Lewis, 77 overall, but 96-speed halfback. So I got the Packers arrow pointing up, despite losing Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews. What do you think, Rush? You go first.
Yeah, another team that's changed a lot. The Clay Matthews thing, I don't know, wasn't big on that. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think his meters went up, but I don't know. Time will tell, I guess.
I think the addition of Lewis, the fast halfback, everybody knows, you know, the speed backs are kind of, in my opinion, better, but he also, you know, he traded away Aaron Rodgers, but he got Asfa Savage back, so, you know, improved at safety. I see nothing but improvements. I don't think he lost a whole lot at outside linebacker. You can say what you want about outside linebackers, but how many outside linebackers lead the league in sacks? None. None. Zero. Outside linebackers don't get pressure on the quarterback, so I don't think it's that big of a deal. Excellence, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to say the meter went up. Amazing changes there. Quarterback situation.
Yeah, I feel
good. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, you trade away Aaron Rodgers and you get Peyton Manning. I don't think you're going to complain too much. I think he better hope that if we do play another season that Peyton Manning doesn't retire. That's for sure. Because if he does, he is completely hosed.
Manning will play until he's 45.
he's got to be like 40 already, isn't he?
It doesn't matter. He can play to his 50, and he'll still be a 99. He's just one of those players that just never regresses, like fucking off of the upward. Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about Tony Gonzalez. I thought he was going to retire like 30 seasons ago. So.
He's not
committed
to
the
rest at all.
Yeah, I have no idea what Tony Gonzalez needs to get the hell out of the NFL. NFC South, Falcons. So they drafted E. Moore, the really, really fast tight end. Is he faster than your tight end, Excellence?
I don't know. How fast is he?
92 speed?
Yeah, he's fast.
He is? How fast is Sanjay Nash?
Only 85.
Oh, okay. I thought he was in the 90s. I thought he was like Vernon Davis wheels, you know. So he drafts the tight end, the fast tight end. He makes trades for the wide receiver, Saint, 81 overall, and Bigger, 72 overall. Also traded for Haynesworth from the Chiefs and signed the little speedster wide receiver that everyone was going crazy for with 98 speed, Roland. He signed him as well. He was a factor in our game, by the way. But I felt like the Falcons, they lost some people. Gonzalez is gone. They also lost John Abraham, which you signed him, right, Rush?
I did.
You signed John Abraham. So I felt like the Falcons, I just played them, and we just played a great game. I ended up coming out on top. I won't spoil it for everyone, but I think the arrow is down for the Falcons. What do you guys think?
I think he's gained in some areas and lost in some areas. I would have to say it stayed the same.
Staying the same?
Yeah.
Excellence?
Yeah, I was going to say they're pretty much even because the guy that uses all his weapons are still there.
Gonzalez is gone, but he's replaced with Moore. So the question is Moore as good as Gonzalez?
Probably not as good, but when I played him, Gonzalez wasn't a huge factor. Really was White and his other wide receiver. The deep ball is what got me. But, of course, he probably plays, different against other people, too.
Sure.
How defense is coming up.
Sure. All right. Let's move on to the Panthers. So they drafted, I think it's Sasha Moore, the wide receiver, the speed wide receiver, 79 overall. Also a middle linebacker, P. Farrell, 75 overall. So I think a good draft. Of course, he was drafting pretty high in the draft after coming in late last season. Also picked up the former Raiders cornerback, Chris Houston, 74 overall, and the defensive lineman, Daryl Tapp, out of free agency. So they were kind of notable pickups for me. I think the Panthers have nowhere to go but up. I still hate their quarterback situation. I've mentioned that in previous podcasts. Excellence, let's let you go first. What do you think about the Panthers?
I don't know much about it from last year. I'm just going to say they're even because they've got a new owner and everything. And
sure.
I don't know how they're going to come out.
Sure. Rush?
Like you said, they don't really have anywhere to go but up. After last season, just coming in, he had the draft. I don't think that he lost anybody big. I think that he's going in the right direction. His team has gotten better, so meter up.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, let's do the beefy NFC West. Let's start with the Rams, my kind of sleeper team last season. And apparently he simmed his way into the playoffs. But hopefully we won't have that problem anymore. They drafted basically corner was his area of interest. He drafted, a faster corner. I don't know what his speed is. But Cato, 70 overall, and then also went out in free agency, went after Jabari Greer, signed him for $22 or something like that, $22 a season. So I'm going to go meter up on the Rams. They didn't really lose anybody. I think they need a big-time wide receiver that they don't have, whatever. So, Rush, what do you think? Meter up, meter down?
Yeah, I agree with what you just said. Meter up, barely. I don't think they didn't lose that much, but...
Well, I think he ended up winning the division last season, so we're going to pick the division winners after we're done with all this. So you think meter up after he won the division?
Yeah, meter up.
Meter up? Excellence?
Yeah, I'll meter up.
Meter up? Okay. Four
meter it up.
Meter it up. Everybody can be meter up. I'm just saying. 49ers. Basically a boring draft. They picked a defensive end, E. Weeks, 79 overall. But big-time free agency and trade moves. They traded Gore, which I thought was pretty surprising.
He seems to be one of those guys that always busts out of a big group. You know what I mean? He gets bottled up and then he like busts out of it. He seems to be like one of those few players.
Yeah, he's in that category.
Yeah,
at the top of the list in that category.
Right, that does that, and it's kind of a unique characteristic. So I was surprised to see him move to the Ravens of all teams, who already had Ray Rice. I know they had injury problems, but back to the 49ers. So they picked up for Gore, basically. They picked up Ladarius Webb and then also offensive lineman Marshall Yanda. Webb is a very, very good corner, so I thought that was a huge, huge pickup for the 49ers. I was surprised to see them move Gore, but I know they have a capable guy behind him, a speed guy in Robinson, so I'm going to go meter up on the Niners as well. Rush?
I got to say meter. No change on the meter.
No change on the meter.
Just because, you know, getting rid of Gore, I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, he's a special kind of running back.
That
can break out of the big tackle. As much as I hate it, he's one of the guys that can do it. You never know. You know, you just run him up the middle. You never know when he's going to break one off because he does it all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, excellent. You think sub in a corner like that is a good move for Gore? Gore is in his 30s now, so...
Yeah, and Gore's going to be declined. Probably did decline a bit. I'm not sure, but I like Whip as a cornerback too. I think he's awesome.
Yeah,
going to have help him pass defense. And you got what Rams with Bradford. The Cardinals.
Jamarcus Austin plays for the Cardinals, and then Orton plays for the Seahawks. So.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of a good move to play, you know, for their, you know, match up with the division and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Build up that defense for the pass game. I say meter up.
You say meter up? Okay, let's go on to the Cardinals. Basically, the Cardinals draft was Clay Matthews. They traded away their top two picks for Clay Matthews, more or less, and then spent all their money for free agency. They spent in re-signing Larry Fitzgerald and Calais Campbell. So I'm going to say meter down. I don't really know if you could go any other way. They didn't really do a whole lot outside of Clay Matthews, which, I mean... He's great, but I think they have a lot of other needs, so I'm going to say meter down for the Cardinals. We said meter up for the Rams and the 49ers, so I got to say meter down for the Cardinals, I guess. Rush?
I'll meter what you just said. Yeah, meter down.
Excellence, do you think a good move trading for Clay Matthews? Is he worth a first and second round pick?
I don't. I think he had a pretty good draft position, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, I'm not sure where he
didn't make the playoffs. I think he had, you know, top 12, 15 draft pick at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, gosh, you could have helped your team out a lot more with those draft picks, I think. I'm going to say meter down.
You're going to say meter down? Okay, let's do the Seahawks then. Seahawks are kind of another one of those teams that did a lot in free agency. They traded with the Ravens. The Ravens had two first-round picks. They traded back from, like, one of the top picks in the first round, I think. They traded back with the Ravens, took the Ravens' first two picks, drafted safety Okafor, 78 overall, and Fuller, defensive tackle, 77 overall. And then also traded away Earl Thomas, which a lot of people love him. Excellence being a Seahawks fan, I'm sure you can attest to that.
I got him in my own franchise, if you thought.
Yeah, he's a great player. So traded him away, picked up Arian Foster, and also a free safety to replace Thomas Jean, 78 overall. So a lot of moves for the Seahawks, but I don't know. I guess I want to say the Seahawks are career underachievers. So I'm going to say meter down. Like I said, the Rams and the 49ers are meter up, so I'm going Seahawks meter down. Rush?
I don't see meter down. Yeah, he made a lot of moves, but... He had a high draft pick. He brought in some good players. I'll say meter stays the same.
Meter stays the same. Excellence.
I'm going to say meter down because I don't like losing Thomas and Butler off the offense. Butler's a great slot receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a lot of speed.
Players for that branch. I'm going to say meter down.
You're going to say meter down as well. All right, so let's do the playoff predictions. So this is going to be interesting with you guys in here. I want to hear who you guys are predicting to win the East.
Well, I got a feeling it's going to be the Cowboys or the Giants. I don't know. It's just a
Well, I mean, so are you picking yourself?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
You picking yourself or not?
Put
the pressure on yourself?
Yes, but I'm not as confident as I was last year.
Not as confident as you used to be. Excellent. You picking yourself to win the division?
Well, it's tough when this division. I feel like I got to win every game. And I'm going to have a loss already in week two because I'm going out of town. So, Roach is already going to be up by one game. I'm going to come back and win the division.
There you go. It's some bulletin board material for both of you. Okay, so who do you like? Who do you guys like out of the West?
The West. Once again, we got a full division in the West. It's our only full division still, right?
Mm-hmm. And Rush, you're a 49er apologizer. So is that your pick?
I picked the Niners last season.
Rams won it.
I don't like the fact that he got rid of Gore. I think the Rams. I'm going to pick the Rams this time. I'm going to get off the 49er bandwagon.
There you go. Bring back Jimmy. Hit up hit up Rush. Send him a lot of PMs. You know, tell him what the fuck.
I think the Rams send their way back in and win the division.
Send their way. Excellent. Who do you got winning this division?
No, I was going to go with the 49ers because the Rams send their way into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Can't get lucky through twice. I was a 49ers.
Well, my two teams, obviously, that I said meter up on were the Rams and the 49ers. I want to pick the Rams, but I'm going to go 49ers as well. Let's say NFC North. Who do you guys got?
I don't know anything about the new Bears owner.
Well, could you tell us about the Bears owner?
I'll have to go with this with the Packers just because I don't know anything about the Bears.
Well, let's let Excellence tell us about the Bears. Bears owner, is he worthy of winning the North?
When I was trying to get him in, I told me he could win the division.
Sure.
He has a pretty solid chance because he's a good player. Packers made some good moves, but it's going to be close either way, so I'm kind of up in the air now, but we're going to take the Bears.
You're still going to take the Bears? I'm gonna take the Packers as well. I think Peyton Manning and those weapons, Jennings and Bell and JerMichael Finley, and his corners are getting a little bit older. I know he had some injury problems last season, so I have them meter up. So I like the addition of the run game in Lambeau. So let's go NFC South. You guys on the Falcons? I'm on the Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, hard to pick. Hard to pick against the Falcons for winning that division. Not to say that that the Panthers can't make some noise, but
whoa. Forgot about the Saints. I forgot about Caps, which needs playing with the Saints now. I changed the Saints. I mean, this is gonna be. He's gonna have some competition in that division now, and
I'm gonna change my pick to the Saints.
Oh, just like that, huh? Okay. Rush?
I'm going to agree. I think the Saints win.
Taking the Saints. I'm sticking with the
Falcons. Saints are still loaded with talent. They got all kinds.
I'm sticking with the Falcons. I'm telling you, that's a good team. I just played them. Like I said, I don't want to spoil the result. I did win, but that's a good team. I think maybe the former Lions owner kind of struggles not having giant, frickin' uncoverable Megatron out there.
I don't see it because he beat me with that Megatron.
Yeah, maybe, but so I'm gonna take the Falcons still. I think the Panthers have got a pretty tough road ahead of them. Who are your guys' wild card teams? So I've got the Cowboys winning the East. So then I'm definitely gonna have the Giants in the wild card. Who are your guys? Are you guys picking each other for the wild card, or who are your guys' wild?
Yeah.
Definitely picking each other.
Okay, so we know your guys' wild card teams. What's your other wild card team?
It'll be the Falcons.
Falcons?
So you guys are like identical. That's boring as shit. I was trying to get something interesting there. Okay, so let's move on to the AFC East. Again, we're trying to move quickly here. We don't want to take a break this week. So AFC East, so I'm the Bills. I had the worst pick in the draft, and it shows. I picked a defensive lineman and a punter for my first two picks Not really all that interesting. I don't even think my defensive lineman is going to start. So, you know. As far as...
Peter down.
No, come on now. As far as free agency and trades, the one-year Devery Henderson experience is over. He is no longer a Bill, and went ahead and brought Roscoe Parrish back. Needed a return specialist slash fourth wide receiver. So not a whole lot to really talk about with my team. I think what's important to note, as usual, is that my team is young, and so I'm pretty much just progression across the board. I didn't really have anybody old that's regressing. Lee Evans, luckily, despite being, I think he's like 32 now, did not lose any speed or anything like that. So I think it's even, which is a good place to be because I'm the defending champ. What do you guys think?
Peter down.
Excellent.
Well, like I said, you have a young team. They all didn't stay even. I think you went up at least a little bit because of progression.
Yeah, I mean, CJ Spiller went up. He's a 91 now. Chris Robinson's up to an 88, my quarterback. And I can already tell that Robinson is due for a phenomenal year. He had some fantastic throws over the middle in the Falcons game. I think he was 13 for 14. The only throw he had was a bullshit interception that the corner jumped a slant route. So,
well, I say me or down because didn't get a good draft pick. Draft pick's not even going to start. He didn't make any big offseason trades or acquisitions.
Oh.
Devery Henderson is now gone. He lost that big speed threat. So that's what I'm saying.
When you're
Just to clarify.
When you're the defending champ, I mean.
Yeah, we all know you're the defending champ. Moving on.
Two-time champ to you, bitch.
All
right, let's talk Dolphins. The Dolphins, for me at least, were really the head scratcher of the draft. I didn't get their whole offseason strategy. It made no sense to me. They drafted, I think, two halfbacks with their first and second picks, and neither of them are really that exciting. So I'm kind of confused as to why the Dolphins did what they did. They didn't do anything in free agency that I'm aware of. Maybe I missed it. Do you guys know of anything?
No.
No, I'm really kind of left scratching my head, so I have nothing good to say about the Dolphins. I'm sorry, Strider. Maybe that's fuel to the fire for you, but I got nothing good to say about the Dolphins, so I'm going meter down.
Down.
Hex?
Dolphins on cruise control. However you can move from a meter down.
Meter down. All right. AFC North. I think this is kind of the snoozer division now, unfortunately. I thought it was going to be, you know, the division with the Packers, but we luckily picked up a Bears owner. But the thing to remember about the AFC North is that Nutter is leaving in a couple weeks. Nutter will miss you, man, but so that pretty much means the Ravens are going to take this division no matter what, I think. But basically, to give you a recap of what the Ravens did, they traded, like I said earlier, they traded their first two picks to Seattle. They moved up. They took a defensive tackle, Thomas, 84 overall. He should be a beast in the middle. And then they also took some short, you know, little pipsqueak 95 speed wide receiver, I think, with their second pick. And then obviously, you going back to the 49er trade, they moved Webb, which I hate. I think Webb is a great corner, and then they traded him for Gore. So I like their draft. I hated their free agency, so I'm going to say stays the same. Rush? Picked up Gore. You said, you know,
I like Gore. I'm going to say meter up just because I like Gore.
Despite them having Ray Rice already.
Yeah.
Meter sure. For the Ravens. Okay. X?
Interesting Gore trade. I still probably improves their offense a bit, but losing Webb, kind of hate that on defense.
Well, I mean, they had no rushing offense because Rice and McGahee were out last season. So that is...
Yeah, it's like...
That is a factor, but I would just...
Make you worry a bit.
I just would have hit free agency and, you know, picked up a guy like Marshawn Lynch, who's sitting out there right now. You know, that's what I would have done. But you'll say even? Okay. So let's talk Browns. I know, like I said, it's kind of disappointing the Browns are leaving, but the Browns had a busy offseason. I think the Browns are like the Redskins of our league. He trades away everything. Like, in the first couple weeks of the season. He had no draft picks. He traded him away last season for, I think, Ben Grubbs and a couple of Ravens players, which, interesting, interdivisional trade. This season, he traded for Devin McCourty, the Patriots corner. He's a closet Patriots fan. And also the Patriots halfback, Flew Ellen, who's a pretty good running back, I think. Interesting compliment to Peyton Hillis and Parker Boats. I think the Browns got a nice backfield now. But they traded away Arakpo for it. So as far as the Browns go, I'm gonna say the same. I think they traded away Arakpo and Cooper, which are pretty big losses. Picked up a corner and a halfback. Halfback they were already pretty decent at. So I'm gonna say the same for the Browns. Rush?
Yeah, the same, but it doesn't look like it's gonna matter.
Yeah, it probably won't, but you never know. Maybe a Browns owner steps in. Excellence.
I'll say even, and hope to see you in Madden 12.
Yeah, I think he said he'll be back as soon as he can, so I expect to see him back for Madden 12. AFC South, this is our, like, new division, because the Vikings owner moved here, and we picked up a new owner for the Titans. Thank God, because I hated the old Titans owner before I even kicked him out of the league. The Texans, gotta love what they did, I think. Picked up, my opinion, the best player in the draft, Copeland. Basically, what I'm calling Adrian Peterson 2.0. He's 87 overall. I don't know what his speed's at. His trucking is amazing. His elusiveness, he's ridiculous. So,
little Barry Sanders.
Yeah. I'm gonna say great draft by him. He obviously had the trade where he traded away Arian Foster because he has Adrian Peterson 2.0. And also traded one of his safeties to Seattle to pick up Thomas. And then also got Deion Butler, who's a fantastic slot wide receiver, matched up with Andre Johnson and I forget the other guy's name. But his wide receiver core is amazing. So I'm going the Texans arrow way up. Rush?
Yeah, one of the better off seasons for any team. Mm-hmm. Had a high draft pick. That running back's a beast. I'm glad I don't have to play him. Meter up.
Yeah. Excellence.
Meter way up.
Meter way up. Have you, Excellence, yeah. You've played more seasons. Have you seen this guy in action?
Ooh, which guy?
Copeland.
Nope. No, I haven't played a user that hasn't.
Ah, okay. So he's in like a computer team or something on your league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the Titans. Titans' new owner. Kind of a lot to work with, I think, when I look over the Titans roster, but I don't know how you could win a championship with Kevin Klobb, old Clobber, still at the helm. I think he needs to trade for maybe one of the Raiders quarterbacks. Maybe if he can get Robert Yu to see, because even Robert Yu is better than Kevin Klobb. But basically his draft, he picked the best linebacker. Well, second best if you want to count Mr. T as the best linebacker. But Simmons, the 81 overall linebacker. Was a great pickup for him. He obviously had the high pick, so that's nice. Lost Jacob Ford, I think, was his most notable player that he lost in free agency. But when you got guys like, you know, Chris Johnson, Darrell Revis, and Cortland Finnegan, I think it's still a team. It should be a competitive division. I'm gonna say, I don't know, even stays the same for the Titans. Hard to say, really. Rush?
Yeah, stays the same, but. It's hard to tell what's going to happen. I don't know anything about this
with
guy.
Right.
Titans has been stripped away by the last owner, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he might have a rough season. I don't really see that as a team that's improved that much.
Right. X?
Well, if we're comparing to last year, I'll give a meter up on the team.
Yeah, I guess talent-wise, you think just adding Simmons is enough to say meter up for this team?
Do better than the CPU did.
Okay, it's a different way to look at it. Okay, let's talk ultra interesting AFC West. Still in the conversation for one of the best divisions, if not the best division. Let's do the Chiefs first. Basically drafted the defensive tackle Crawford, 79 overall, and then had the big offseason moves. They traded away Matt Cassel. Didn't really get a whole lot for him, but obviously the trade for Aaron Rodgers, they traded away their big-time safety, Asa Savage. for Aaron Rodgers. And I think that'll help him because in the games I've played against the Chiefs, he is a pass-happy guy. I don't know why when you have Jamaal Charles, he gets so pass-happy, but he's a pass-happy guy. So I think it's arrow up. Traded away Aaron Rodgers, but it's arrow up for the Chiefs, for me at least. Rush?
Yeah, definitely arrow up. You know, I think he improved his team for what he wants to do. Like you said, I don't know why he doesn't want to run the ball more, but it seems like he does pass a lot. So.
Yes, he does.
For what he likes to do, looks like he has improved.
Mm-hmm.
Better receiver.
X?
I agree with you guys. Arrow up.
Arrow up. Okay. Broncos, Rush, I know you hate this guy. He drafted
you. He took my safety.
Yeah, he took your safety, Ali, 79 overall. I think, a free safety?
He's a free safety.
Free safety. Also drafted the speedster Ash at corner, 75 overall. Interesting free agency for him. He lost Jamaal Williams to Rush, oddly enough. Re-signed Vince Young. He let Vince Young walk into free agency to get rid of his max money accelerator and then re-signed him. I don't remember if he actually saved any money in that or not, but I'm going to say the Broncos are about the same. I mean, I like the pickup of Ali, but they lost Jamaal Williams, their big-time defensive tackle, so I'm going to say it's about the same. Rush?
I'm going to say meter up, barely meter up.
Barely.
Jamaal Williams is, you know, he's still good, but he's old.
Yeah, right? He is.
But, you know, he got that free safety. He's going to help his team because he didn't, you know, he's been needing help.
Yeah, he needed safety just like you needed help with safety.
So he got a safety and meter up, barely.
Meter up, barely. X?
I'd say stay the same.
Stayed the same. Oh, okay. Interesting. I wish I knew who won the division. Was it the Chiefs that actually won the division?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs? So, yeah.
I know I played him in the AFC Championship. I don't know if I necessarily he won the division. Okay. So the Raiders, Joe Hudd, I've been riding the Raiders bandwagon for way too long. He finally got his quarterback, Quigley, 78 overall. So he's going to go with Quigley, I think, over Robert Yu, which is why I told he needs to trade him. But and then also had a nice second-round pick in that wide receiver Walker, a guy who I considered heavily with my first-round pick. So nice draft by Joe Hudd. And then obviously the big moves we already talked about with the Cowboys, Miles Austin and Terrence Newman for Rolonda McClain and Jacoby Ford. But a quiet free agency, I would say. I don't know if it's because of cap or, you know, whatever. So I'm gonna say meter up. You got a new quarterback. You got another receiver. I think you could kind of say it's an even trade for the players with the Cowboys. So I'm going to say meter up for the Raiders.
Yeah, meter way up.
Meter way up.
Yeah. I know Miles Austin and Terrence Newman are going to be good additions, I think, for his team. He's got a lot of good players now. So I think quarterback is still a lot of riding on that quarterback situation. Quickly can come in there and play better than Robert Yu did. Mm. Watch out.
I think he had a great game against the Chiefs. So, excellence, you're on that. You're on the meter way up for the Raiders?
Meter way up, yeah. He got improved in quarterback situation in the draft. I like the Austin over Ford better than vice versa. Mm-hmm. And he added Newman to the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Already good secondary.
Yeah, of course, with Asamoah and Huff. And actually, he's got like three good safeties, I think.
Yeah. Right,
okay, so let's predict the AFC playoff winners in the East. I'm not going to make a prediction. That's not my style. Rush, who do you like in the East?
Bills.
Excellence like the Bills as well. Okay, and in the West, the interesting one.
Raiders.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll go Raiders.
I'm going to go Chiefs, I think. I've been riding that Raiders bandwagon for far too long. Now that I pick against him, he'll probably come back and, you know, bite me. But, okay, let's do the North then. It's pretty much the Ravens, right?
Ravens, yeah.
Yeah, Ravens.
Okay, not much. Sorry, Nutter. It's not that I don't like your Browns. It's just that you're not going to be here. Okay, South, Texans and Titans.
I'll go with Texans.
Yeah. X?
Yeah, Texans.
Texans. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I'm going to go with the Texans as well. All right, who are your guys' wild card teams then?
It definitely has to be the Chiefs, number one. Number two wild card, I mean, it could be the Broncos. It could be
the Broncos, yeah.
It could be the Broncos. Two wild cards in the same division. I think, yeah, I'm gonna go with Broncos.
Okay, X.
Chiefs and Dolphins.
Chiefs and Dolphins. I'm gonna go with the Raiders, and I don't know, just for shits and gigs, I'm gonna go with surprise pick. I'm gonna say the Titans are gonna sweep in there. Anything else you guys want to cover? You guys want Rush? You want to talk about Mortal Kombat real quick?
No, we ain't got to talk about Mortal Kombat. The game's awesome. You like fight games? Go get it. I'll kick your ass.
Okay, so that's it for us this week, guys. Hope you like the podcast. Continue to listen to it. We'll try to get a little more consistent with these. Rush has been a bitch lately, so.
Hey.
So we'll try to get a little more consistent with it. X, you want to come back sometime, maybe?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, cool. So that's it for us, guys. We're done.